Send a movie idea.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, listeners, drumroll please. I can't afford a drum roll sound effect, so you have to imagine that in your own head. On the 16th of December, that's a Sunday.
Festive.
Sexiest day of the week.
I love Sundays. Officially. I'm always out on a Sunday.
Because I'm easy like a Sunday morning.
Mm, what about the evening?
And mid-afternoon. Even easier. I start off easy and I get easier and easier as the day progresses.
I love it. That's what
and
I
then
like
Monday,
to hear.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Manic, difficult manic. On a Monday morning. We will be at the Deptford Cinema.
Ooh.
That's the cinema in Deptford. And we will be doing a live version of The Dream Factory, preceded, that means before, by a screening of a film that is sounds like something that we came up with, but actually exists. And that's not only does it exist, it existed in 1964.
Wow, and it still exists now.
It does.
Wow, it's lived a long time.
And Joel and I had a bit of a conversation about this earlier, but the title of the film's a bit of a spoiler. So for the sake of our day, we're going to call it Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Yeah, we're celebrating its big 54th anniversary. It's the big one.
Yeah, so there'll be a screening of that film, Santa Claus, Conquers the Martians, Dawn of Christmas. That's at 3:30, and then we come on at 6 p.m. according to this official schedule.
Nice.
80-minute movie.
That's a long film.
No, it's an 80-minute movie. Then there's a break for you, because your minds will have just been blown. And we come out...
Break for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really... Well, it's
I'm honestly, not sure that many people are going to stick around, John.
The film is so good that you need longer than the film's running time to just collaborate.
Process what's happened. Fair enough.
Calibrate.
Camembert? Look, we're going to talk about it more coherently in every episode after this one, so take in some of that information that you've just heard.
Right. Today's announcement is like a save the date for the 16th of December.
Yeah. John's been really rubbish at this last sort of couple of minutes. Really bad. And you'll see on the next episode, I'm going to sell it to you. You probably don't want to come at the moment, but just you wait.
I think you should sell it to us now, Joe, if you're so good.
No, let's not. Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where we, John and I, will brave such adverse weather conditions as a bit of rain and some wind to perform a reading of the script live. I'm Joel, a man who puts the lark in larceny. Sort. And across from me is John Harris, a man so ashamed of his own naked flesh that if a hacker were ever to break into his phone in the hope of securing some nude selfies to leak to the internet, all they'd find is a collection of passive-aggressive WhatsApp to me asking why I haven't replied about when we're recording this week. The answer, John, as it always is we're recording right now.
There's so much truth in that for once.
A real truth bomb in there.
Yeah.
Really getting out, working through some stuff. John, should we pitch some films?
Yeah, why not? This one's from Liam. Jack Black Reacher.
Oh, okay. Jack Reacher's like a spy?
Yeah, he punches people.
Long arms?
Yeah.
Is that his thing?
Jack Reacher.
Is that his thing?
Yeah, he's got sniper's arms.
It's like a stretch arm shot.
Yeah,
he's got
yeah.
sniper's arms. A sniper's not even having long arms?
No. He snipers with his arms.
Whoa. Like up to a mile?
Yeah.
He hits people. Why doesn't he just get a sniper rifle?
You know the film American Sniper with Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
It's just that. But
he can punch people really far. Does he also have to like factor in the wind and stuff?
Yeah. Imagine that. And the opening sequence, his fellow sniper's like, where's your gun? And he's like, watch this, punk.
Well, and someone just gets punched. What's the end result? How do you like have momentum? Because here's the thing about sniper rifle.
I think you'd gain momentum as you're going.
So it's building momentum the whole time it's going for like a mile. Yeah, you'd punch through someone's head. But when I was imagining it, it was already stretched out to like a mile and he was aiming it and then just like hitting someone a little bit.
No.
But there's so much, there's a lot of obstacles there.
No, it looks like a normal arm. So
Jack Reacher, he's got his arm extended to a mile.
Yeah.
And then a train goes through it. He's... And his arm gets cut down to normal size and he has to learn to love again.
Aww. Yeah. I like that. And he's Jack Black.
If you could reach a mile, what would you reach? And he's Jack Black. Is the arm... No, it's not always a mile. It extends to a mile.
No, it extends to a mile.
Really hard.
If anything, it's... Yeah. He's basically... Is it Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah.
Which is weird. The Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic, the big boss man, yeah, whose thing is being stretchy.
It's not that fantastic.
No.
But what are the others? Hot Guy.
Yeah, Fire Guy.
Brick Man. Brick Man, come on. The Thing.
Brick Man.
What's such a weird lineup? Mr. Fantastic, The Thing. What's the flame one called?
The Human Torch.
That's quite cool. Cooler than Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'd say if I was going to do a power play and go for the leadership of the Fantastic Four, I think the Human Torch be there.
And what's the other one called?
I don't know her name, but she can go invisible and make force fields. She also excellent powers. I would argue much better than Stretchy Man.
Yeah. So what's the power ranking here? Her, number one.
Yeah.
Human Torch.
Yeah.
The Thing.
Brick Man.
No. Would you rather stretch or be made of bricks? It's stretching, right?
I would say, realistically, if these superheroes existed in the real world, the first three would be doing the saving, and then Mr. Fantastic would just kind of clean up the mess afterwards.
Yeah, he'd be catching people.
He'd be on
Deadpool. High-fiving everyone. Because there's a lot of, like, the crowds gather, right, to cheer you on, and he can get all the high-fives in. He really can.
If superheroes really existed, do you think they'd come with hype men?
Yeah, big time. They'd have entourages. They'd have massive entourages, wouldn't they?
Who's ready for Superman?
They do a lot more public appearances than they do in films and stuff.
In the real life?
For the cash. Because here's the thing about Spider-Man's mythology. He's always broke. Mm. He can't afford his rent. Just do a couple of PAs. Nice. Do a few nightclubs. I reckon Spider-Man can charge 10 grand a pop for that.
I actually...
Come on.
Yeah. In the real world, and there are loads of comic books. You've read one recently, The Boys, like if superheroes did genuinely exist, like corporation and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there'd also be another element. It's great publicity. So, you know.
They'd be fame hungry. They'd all have Instagrams. They don't really cover that enough.
And also, like, if I wanted to get, like, some likes, I could, like, pretend to fall off a building in the hope that Superman comes to save me.
Yeah, nice.
For the likes.
Oh, people will be doing that. There'll be a lot of that.
Yeah. And then, here's the twist. It turns out that Superman's orchestrating those things.
Wow.
Because he needs the likes too.
He needs them more than anyone.
It all kind of powers itself.
Super likes.
And that is Jack Black Reacher.
That's Jack Black Reacher.
Thank you, Liam.
I've said this on the podcast. I think it's basically every other week. Oh, I love Jack Black so much.
Oh, yeah. Bring him back.
Make him a spy.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? He can do anything.
I'm here for it.
He's a rocking spy. A Tsar is born.
Like T-S-A-R?
Yeah, big time. Russian aristocracy.
Have you seen A Tsar is Born?
No.
Oh, I thought you might have.
It's just a typo.
I thought you might have because you just...
I like movies.
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen a movie in a while.
You do a relatively regular cinema date night, which is helpful.
Yeah, but it's gone down the pan recently since the breakup.
Sorry.
No.
Imagine that's how you told me.
That'd be really sad, wouldn't it? No, all good in that department. But the department where it's bad is local cinemas. Yeah, we're living not near a cinema at the moment.
Shame.
It's putting a real strain on what I'm seeing. The answer's not a lot. I haven't seen A Tsar is Born. I haven't seen Widows.
Yeah.
I haven't seen either of the Garfield films. But that's not really related.
No, it's good to update the listener.
And that's it. They're the only four films I haven't seen.
I saw Bo-Rap recently, what the cool kids call...
I haven't seen Bo-Rap.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
How's that?
It's fine. It's got really good bits. It's got really bad bits.
What's the best bit?
The best bit is... Right. Apologies, listener. Is it a spoiler if it's real life? Because this is definitely real life.
Tell me.
Right, at the end of the film,
yeah.
So it crescendos with a performance at Live Aid, right?
Of course.
They've reformed for Live Aid. It's the big triumphant... Yeah, for a bit. It's the big triumphant reform, right? Mm-hmm, they've got a Bob Geldof lookalike, and he's walking around the backstage...
No, they haven't.
Yeah, yeah. And he's walking around the backstage area.
Give us your fucking money.
The phones are not ringing.
Oh no.
They're not going to feed the world.
What gets the phones ringing?
Queen come on stage.
Yep.
Halfway through the set, they cut back to the background. The phones are off the hook. It's amazing.
Does Freddie give it one of the old hotline blings to down the camera lens?
Yeah. So
amazing.
And that is what happened.
That's definitely what happened. Famously, they didn't make any Live Aid didn't make any money, and Bob Geldof was going to be so out of pocket until Queen took to the stage.
It's incredible.
That's great.
What about this one from...
Oh, we really covered A Star Is Born, didn't we? Bloody hell.
All right, A Star Is Born.
So Michael's going to be pleased with that. Probably just stayed up late at night thinking that up. I said the words, which is the bare minimum, because if I thought them, no one would know about that. No, I just wanted to say that when I was at school, a history teacher told me that the SARS, right, they were so powerful.
Yeah.
People did anything they said. And I don't know if this is apocryphal. I imagine it is. But imagine a teacher telling you an apocryphal thing. That's bad. And maybe they hated me.
Yeah.
So I was like, we need a new railway in Russia. And he put a ruler on Russia. It was like, it needs to go from here to here. And his finger was on the top of the ruler, so it left a little bump. And everyone was too scared to say anything, so they just built a railway with a little detour in the middle of it.
Unbelievable.
You can probably quite easily check that out with a railway map of 19th century Russia. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of how powerful they were. So if a star... Regardless of that, this is the story. They have no singing talent, but they want to be a star.
I like
and
this.
Everyone backs them to the hilt.
Okay, and Bradley Cooper.
Until they do their big gig at Live Aid and everyone boos because they're rubbish. They've never been told they're rubbish. It's their first ever gig outside of Russia. And because it's in the 19th century, there's no YouTube. So no one could see if they were good or not. And so Bob Geldof booked him for 19th century Live Aid, just on the recommendation of the Russian aristocracy. And he gets there and he does the song, and everyone boos. They're like, "This is shit. This is really shit." And the before the performance, they can't get enough telegrams, mate. They're flying in many donations. It cuts back to it mid-performance, dead. They're just twiddling their thumbs.
I hope Queen come on next.
Well, hopefully Queen Victoria.
And another element of this film that we need to discuss is Bob Geldof doesn't age. Is he a vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. P.S. Bob Geldof was a vampire.
The whole time.
I like it.
Was that the worst bit of Bo Rap?
A Star Is Born.
They didn't really speak too much about Geldof's blood-sucking tendencies.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Who's he paid?
There was a couple corpses in the corner of the room, but they didn't mention it.
They just seen Queen perform. No, that's a joke, because I think Queen is shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't watch Bo Rap, then. You've got no real need to.
Do I watch films about things that I hate? I've seen horror films.
It's not the same, mate.
No, it's not, is it?
Star Is Born.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What about this one from Lem? Get Shorter, Man moves into a town where everything is a foot and a half smaller than it should be, so John Travolta has to get shorter.
That's good. He's quite short anyway.
Is he?
I don't know, but he seems it.
Johnny T.
I've genuinely got no idea how tall he is, but he seems short, don't you think?
Mm. I just called him Johnny T. Do you think if you met him and went, Johnny T, what would he do? Would he be all right with that?
No. I would call him the Trav Man.
Yeah, big T. Trav Man.
Volty. Volts is quite a cool nickname.
Yeah. Here's a fun idea for a feature where we both interview a famous person, and whilst doing it, we have to come up with as many ludicrous nicknames for them between questions and
that's
see
good. That's good.
How long it is until they get their people to ask us to leave.
Kill us. Are we going to interview a famous person? Is there some bookings you're not telling me about?
Yeah. It's straight after the live show on the 16th of December at the Deptford Cinema.
Good plug. Wait, who's the special guest? Don't tell them.
Yeah.
But look, here's a clue. It's Christmas.
People like to call him S-Man.
That's right. We've got Sean Paul. Why is that the first person I thought, a famous person I thought of with the name, with an S in the name?
Yeah, it was.
Who's yours?
Simon Pegg. I was just listening to a podcast where he was being
That's better
interviewed.
Because if it's a movie night and Sean Paul's there, what's he going to contribute?
Nothing.
No.
This one comes from...
Nothing. The man's a performer.
This one comes from Buck D, and it is a sequel to Hamily, which was the Beck Hill episode, Moulin Rouge.
Good, good, good. It's a sequel. It's in France.
Sexy
and it involves
cows.
A farm animal. Sexy cows. I've only seen the first 30 minutes of Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. No sexy cows as of yet.
None yet. None yet.
You wait till minute
Is Moulin the correct pronunciation? Moulin?
Oh, Moulin Rouge. Yeah. Did I say Moulin?
Is it Moulin? Moulin?
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Right. All right. No. Yes. No. Yeah? Maybe.
Moulin. It's about cows using local area network connections.
Wait, what?
LAN.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
You ever had a LAN party?
I didn't. No, I don't think so. What were we talking about? So it's a cow.
Mm.
All right. So
it's a dancing, singing cow introduced to the stage by Jim Broadbent.
People love Moulin Rouge, and that is fine, and I am there for it, and I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't like the fact that it starts with her being like, I'm going to die at the end of this film. That's probably why you checked out after half an hour. She just goes, yo, don't
tell you what I want.
Don't expect me to be here at the end.
Mm.
To be fair, a Spice Girls cover wouldn't have been out of place in Moulin Rouge.
Would have been right on the money.
Yeah.
Is it good? Is Baz Luhrmann a good filmmaker? Difficult to know, really.
He's an interesting filmmaker.
Is he shit?
I'm not going to
comment.
He's listening.
Has anyone really ever talked about the fact that his name's Baz?
I think that might
fly down in Australia, but that means he's just like, Baz is a guy who changes the wheels on your car.
This makes more sense, I think, as a director's name. I, for a very, very long time, thought his name was Basil Ehrman.
That is much better.
Because it's Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann. It's not. Yeah. And if you just
That'd be embarrassing if we're interviewing him. Hi, Basil. Lovely to meet you. What?
I
think your films are shit. You calling him Basil.
Yeah, I would have just said B-Man, so we would have been fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big,
very nice.
Big B. Nice.
Yeah. Let us know what your thoughts about Baz Luhrmann.
Like all those other tweets.
Wish his films were made up, mate. Right. I'm only bitter because I went to the Romeo and Juliet Secret Cinema and it got rained off. And I'm holding him personally responsible.
Fair play.
Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Wonderwall. It's just the Gallagher brothers that they got ones.
I've actually got Crimes of Grindelwaldo here, which is an American reference, but
it works. We know who he is. He's Wally.
He's Wally.
Yeah. My one's better, though.
Yeah?
The Crimes of Wonderwall. It's good, isn't it? Liam's the baddie.
Ian Brown is in a Harry Potter film. He stirs a cup.
Is
with
he?
His, yeah, he stirs a cup with some magic finger.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, and he's in like the...
The Philosopher's Stone Roses.
Oh, come on. Hello.
That's what you're paying for when you come
there
on the 16th.
There you go. He's in the...
In a previous life, we used to have a bell that we'd ring. No, we did it on one episode, whenever one of us had made a good line.
Yeah.
But the reason we had to stop that is that we were just ringing that bell every 10 seconds.
Also,
the podcast became more bell than anything else.
I think you've got to specify that because to the listener, they're thinking... Because I've heard this on other podcasts, they're thinking like a concierge bell that you'd get at a hotel. Like,
no, like a town crier. If I had to describe the bell, it's the sort of bell you'd see a town crier with.
That was the problem. It was taking 15 seconds to get it.
To get it,
up,
get the motion
it.
Going. Yeah, it was really tricky. It has to be ready. We had to have some guy primed, ready to go.
It really killed the momentum of the podcasting.
Worth it, though, I think.
Yeah.
What you should do is you should get your own bell and then you ring it when you hear a good line.
Yes.
That's nice, isn't it? Because we don't want to tell you what was a good joke.
Mm.
But they're there if you listen hard enough.
On Acast, if you listen in the app or the website, they have like markers that you can put into the episode where like it's supposed to be for relevant links and like images and stuff.
That bell.
But we just have, that was a good bit.
What's also good about the bell ringing is that it kind of drowns out the sound of me acknowledging I just made a good joke. Mm. And it just seems seamless.
There's nothing worse than me listening back thinking, I said something half funny, and then I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, and I'm not laughing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Mostly. You realise you're not even recording.
What about this one from Vanessa? Toy Boy Story.
Good.
Toy Boys, that's like young partners, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So younger...
Howdy, young partner.
Younger partners come alive when no one else is in the room.
Well, there's that internet theory that they're all sex toys, right?
Yeah, we've done Sex Toy Story before as well because they're Buzz and Woody.
Buzz and Woody and
Slinky. Mr. Ham.
Little Bo Peep. They're all the names of popular sex toys. Army Men.
Look, I try
butt plug.
I try and act like I'm naive, but I've heard about Mr. Potato Head. We all have.
Yeah, come on. We've all been on the internet.
So a younger man and an older woman, and they use sex toys to come alive when the person's not in the room.
Ah, that's not when you want them to come alive. Unless they're horrified by what they have to do. Some of them would be.
I think, good question. Maybe they like their job. Maybe they're fans of what they're doing.
That's job satisfaction, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate myself saying that. Toy Story 4 teaser's out.
Yeah?
Literally moments ago from us recording this.
Mm.
Oh, it's going to be great.
There's a fork.
There's a little fork.
There's a little fork.
Bit of a curveball, that fork.
Yeah. It really raises some existential questions. Basically, what that film
what's
is
a toy?
Exactly. What it's suggesting is you draw a face on something, it will come alive when you're not looking at it.
Yeah, that's a worry, isn't it?
Look, all I'm saying is I've known people to draw faces on bums.
Oh, yeah. It was one of my favourite pastimes. But when am I not looking at my bum? You've seen the mirror set up in my room. That's never coming alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, good point. What is a toy?
I think that's the big philosophical question of the next film. But why don't you get in ahead of it and tell us what a toy is?
I'm looking right now at some cuddly toys on John's bed.
Yeah.
They're all his. We've got a penguin.
Yeah.
We've got Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
We've got... Is that your man? No, it's an owl, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was your man from Totoro.
No.
You know Totoro?
Yeah, yeah.
there's a little dinosaur guy.
Yeah.
And miscellaneous dog.
Yeah, with a balaclava.
Interesting that one of them's a well-known character.
Yeah.
The others... They're just like animals. They're just guys.
He's got a real sense of ego, Pooh, actually.
Yeah. Well, he's the big dog in this bunch, isn't he? Which is ironic, given there's an actual dog.
For the record, normally they'd be on the chair.
Normally there's a lot more of them.
They all had to get off your chair.
Oh. Sorry, guys. But you look very comfy now.
They look more comfy now, I'd argue.
Do you have a cuddle one?
No. No.
Not even when you hung over?
No, because... three of them are hot water bottle things that you put in the microwave. So if I was super cold, I might consider it. But I've never done it.
Would you put it between your legs? Feel weird though, wouldn't it?
Ugh.
I don't like kind of anthropomorphizing a hot water bottle in that way.
And then just shove it.
Put it in weird
t-shirt.
Places.
Yeah.
Like between my butt cheeks. Which is why the original design of the hot water bottle was so good. It's what it's designed for. You know that, don't you?
No.
Like a toast rack. You lay on your front, you just pop it in there. Preferably with some butter on. That's what it's for.
Joel, can we
That's what the original hot water bottle design is. Think about it. Where else would it go? It's a square. It's a flat square. It needs to go somewhere that most resembles a toast rack on the human body. It's the arse, mate.
Do you look at every flat square and think...
Hot water bottom.
Pieces of paper. You thought, where were they originally stored?
Yes. If you're reading a good book, a shelf. Give me a break. Nature's shelf.
When you go to the toilet, need a poo. Well, it's all right because you can take out the book, do your business.
The pages you've already read. It's ideal.
Should we do our own movie ideas?
Yeah.
Go
so mine is Susu Spiria. I don't.
What's Susu?
It's the Phil Collins song.
What's the plot of the Phil Collins song, Sue Sue?
Studio, isn't it?
I don't know that song.
And here's the thing.
Yeah?
I don't know the film.
Oh, great.
What's Suspiria about? Spooky, suspicious things.
Yeah. I think it's like a ballet teacher and stuff. I think there's something to do with ballet in there.
Phil Collins teaches ballet. You happy with that?
Fucking creepy.
That would be.
Phil Collins.
Studio, because he's in a tutu. There you go.
Well.
The hits keep coming, mate. Do your one. Mine, yeah. Not a lot of thought's gone into mine.
It's interesting. You're better at puns off the cuff than you are practiced and planned.
That is weird, isn't it?
Goosebumps, but it's geese.
That one, they just walk into you. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Maybe it's every book, every Goosebumps book, but with geese.
Geese are terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. Say cheese.
They're the scariest bird.
Yeah?
They are, come on. Oh, swan.
Vulture.
Have you ever really looked at a swan?
Because
they look right back at you.
Yeah.
Like, a pigeon's not doing that.
There are certain, like, I think certain geese in particular, you look at them and you think, yeah, you're a bird. And then you look at their feet and you think, you're a dinosaur, mate.
Yeah.
You're a bloody dinosaur.
Get this straight. What's going on? I was attacked by a goose when I was a kid.
Oh, sorry, mate. It
bit me on the finger.
Goose bumps?
Bumped right into me. Bumped into a lake.
Oh.
And then it took me to its little island in the middle. I actually lived with geese for 2 years.
That's the story of Goosebumps.
That's it. Me growing up. That was fun.
Yeah.
I think I'd give me, I was on a 10 out of 10 and you probably 5, 6, I think.
Yeah. Three more than usual.
Yeah, it is. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Another podcast closer to death. that's not just us. That's the listener as well.
Yeah, yeah. No matter how long it is until that final day, you are closer than you were when this podcast started. I mean, keep thinking about those death thoughts because no one's coming to the studio. It's really weird.
Anyway, we know it's the end of the show because there is a knock, knock, knock on the studio, John's bedroom door. And entering is Chat Black with two lovely little hot water bottles for us. That was the show. This isn't the show, but it still is kind of the show.
Jack Black was in the Goosebumps film and in the first film we'd pitched. So that's nice. Every episode we do, we always...
Ring that good podcast bell. That was fun. I am going to go home now.
Yeah?
Hot water bottle. Slide it in.
You got to make sure
it's got a good old think about stuff.
You got to make sure the hot water bottle has a thicker base so it doesn't get lost.
You build up a tolerance. It's like leather down there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.